long-term planning on vehicle use dominated a Humboldt County Planning Commission discussion on a housing-related ordinance. At its August 15th meeting, the commission supported a draft ordinance that allows housing in commercial and industrial areas. The degree to which parking should be required or not was a top issue. Some commissioners supported a reduction or elimination of the draft ordinance's minimum parking requirements, while others warned about the impacts of not providing enough spaces. A lengthy discussion ultimately weighed the county's vehicle use reduction goals against the realities of vehicle-based lifestyle. Commissioner Peggy O'Neill said many people prefer to or need to have cars.
When you have less parking than you need, then on garbage day, it's really a nightmare because, you know, you can't even get to the trash cans because the cars are parked everywhere and they're parked all down the road. Because in reality, most people have a car, and in some cases, there's two cars per unit. And so if you already start out with half the vehicles you need for one car, and I'm not promoting cars, I'm not, you know, it'd be nice if everybody walked, but they don't. And they don't walk in the rain and the cold and what have you. So I think that that's a really serious concern.
Commissioner Noah Levy vouched for reducing parking requirements.
I'm not much less convinced that parking minimums do serve a purpose, or at least that they couldn't be reduced further. And let's see, I know that as written, it has an exception for projects which are within a half mile of public transit and which are above the threshold of affordability requirements. I certainly don't want to reduce. I'm very wary of taking anything away that might incentivize doing a more affordable development, but I guess my feeling is that for projects which are within a half mile of public transit, I might be sympathetic to eliminating the parking requirement or reducing it further.
Planning Director John Ford said an overall goal is to reduce vehicle use in the county, but he described it as a step-by-step process.
There's a lot to unpack when it comes to transportation in Humboldt County, because it may be that people still want to have cars, but it may be that they would also ride public transit where it's available. And so part of the thing that we're struggling with here is whether or not you're looking to do something we talk about a lot in the Planning and Building Department, which is revolutionary change or evolutionary change. And, you know, to just completely cut off parking without having the other resources in place for people to have that alternative is certainly revolutionary, but does it meet the development needs of this community as we transition away from a reliance on the automobile? And so I think the commission really should struggle with, you know, what's the ultimate vision of what Humboldt County looks like, how it functions, and then are there interim steps along the way to get there?
With six commissioners present, there was an even split on whether or not to cap parking. But Levy said the ordinance does leave room for flexibility, and though he supports a cap, he said, quote, "I'm not willing to die in that fight." In a straw poll vote, a majority of commissioners supported the draft's existing language on parking. There was less debate over the ordinance's housing density rules. Commissioners supported the draft's 30 units per acre maximum housing density. They also supported a density bonus provision that allows more units if affordability standards are met. The commission unanimously voted to recommend approval of the ordinance to the Board of Supervisors. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.